Tov Katan Aleph Sif Yud Beis. So says Tisper Shabuazu Shuv Nishua Zep Echad Roy Shabecha Kol Seir Shabai Osir. The issue is not just the hair on your head. It's any hair that a person would want to be shaving. Okay. So you'd go back and see the shabbos. When it comes to the beard, however, when it comes to your beard or your mustache, anything which is blocking eating, it's affecting your eating, you're allowed to trim. This applies both to men and to women. However, but if she has hair on her temple that she wants to get rid of, so that would possibly be mutter. Either's argument is because of embarrassment, or the argument is because of tznius, or a combination of the two. The only way she could address the tznius issue is by pulling her tichel down very far. So that's not comfortable. He's referring to the mustache, because the beard doesn't really affect your eating. It does. You just hold like this, but the mustache is much harder every bite. Okay, your dalet. So if you dalet, also look dalet separate lektanim. Look, achabis ksusam b'shabes shachal tishabav liyas pesacha. There's an issur to give haircuts to children, or to wash their clothing during the week of Tisha B'Av. Miu is the Ramah Hago Miu Begadim Shemlafim Nehem Ktanim Legamri. So the diapers that they use, that they wrap the children in, Shemetzian Behem Rei Umashchinim Behem, that they relieve them, they do their bodily functions in. Hanivali Mishra Shori, those are permitted to wash. We make another begotten for children also. Let's see what Mishnah Berurah says about that. Pei Aleph, we'll separate the ketanim. The ketanim nami shach b'hu chinuch, imishum beilis, imishum agmas nefesh. So he has an interesting lashon over here. We said before that really, that the child understand the idea of avelus and the churban, the guy drinking the wine, until he reaches age of 9 or 10, doesn't really understand the concept. So you can't really be mechanachim mitzad that. He's saying, but on the other hand, you mechanachim to understand the idea that we're mourning something, or that you can be mechanachim that right now this is a time where people are in discomfort, agmas nefesh. So he says, so the Sharatzin and Tzadi Aleph says, the difference between these two explanations, either chinuch is because of avelus or because of agmas nefesh, is the mishu pachzim ben sheish, mashal under the age of 6. So he gives dayan lechinuch. We can't say that he's reached chinuch to understand the union of avelus. However, mishum agmas nefesh also. However, the idea of agmas nefesh that a child. To relate to even at a younger age. The people are sad, so we don't see. So he's also in a state of being sad. Okay. B'Shabbos Shachal. Okay, I know your Abba. The Dan Yesh Lahakram Tis Parasmi Yazayim B'Tamaz B'Chibas Rosh Chodesh. That the same way we're for Gedolim, we're machmer on haircuts from Yuzay Shibas and Batamas, and washing clothing from a Shkardashov. For Ketanim, also, you should be machmer from haircuts from Shibas and Batamas, and clothing from a Shkardash. Chayotim, Kosser, Lutzer, Ketanim, and Lachmer, Af, Lefimin, again, Elam, Mishabas. Chayotim disagrees with Eli Rabba. He says, no. Even though for Gedolim were machmer haircuts from Shivas and Batamas and washing clothing for Rosh Chodesh, for Ketanim, up to Shul Shechalba, you do not need to be machmer on either haircuts neither haircuts nor washing clothing. Minigarlam seems to be like the Eliyahu Rabbah, but the chayotim is pulled out in the case of, you know, case of need, you know. Whereas it just sounds strange. Moshan upsharon. So upsharon, Tzimash Kadosh Rav, the Maestro Rabbi Yashu said, you got to make an upsharon. Right? It sounds like, you know, a little bit strange, our thought process. You're giving the kid a haircut in the middle of the 3 weeks. But, you know, that much you can say, Mechon Lechayadim. Mia begotim.
Afterward, you have an option.
He said after Rosh Chodesh, you should wait till after Tisha B'Av.
I'm saying in 3 weeks, you have an option to, or you have to?
He said you shouldn't push it off. There's no need to push it off.
We're talking about that's a child who Shiloh Higil Lechinuch.
We already said that we according to the reason, because of Agmat Nefesh, you extend it down to a younger child also.
How do you translate Agmat Nefesh?
Discomfort.
And that would be basically any age, because any child of any age can appreciate the idea.
Right. The same, however, but this Chumrah, he only applied to the Shavua Shechalba. So he's got to, you know, really, you know, his hair is bothering him. He has to wait 3 days to get his hair cut, so this is Agmat Nefesh. Mia begotim, it says, however, the begotim which are used, the diapers, you know, that they used to wrap the child in, whatever it was, kamokim liyachapsa harba biyachad, shouldn't do a larger one, a lot at one time. Yachapsa betzino, imein mechapsa agav avanohor. If you're not doing agav avanohor, which that's the only place to do, is that was, you have no choice to do it, prefer has. If you have a choice of doing a betzino, you should do a betzino. Because people don't necessarily look inside your wash basin to see what you're doing. Hanging out clothes to dry, so that so that's already more mutter, because they'll see what you washed, right? So they'll see you wash, you know, the children's clothing. So Mishnah Shrei, that's a mutter. Then kibusin bekibusin shaleilu mishum simcha. So washing children's clothing. In other words, we said before that there's one of the elements of washing was that the person has a certain amount of. A certain amount of comfort it gives a person, the fact that he has nice clean clothing to wear, etc. So the process of washing in itself already gives you that, even though most people quetch about the washing, but apparently they didn't quetch so much. They weren't such big quetches.
So quetching about which washing?
The washing. There was issues in the washing itself, even to wear it. Just because of washing itself, I know that brushing, now I have clean clothes. That creates a certain amount of. So nowadays, people don't catch about the washing. They don't.
Even though it's much easier.
Right. So I'm saying, you know, but they weren't such big catches once upon a time. So he said, but the child, you don't have that. You know, they don't have that type of a thought process. So now the Rambam says that the Maaseh HaMinhag is even other begotten for Katan and Mekel. So then the question always is, how old is a Katan? The guy with this halacha, you know, that you're Mekel. It includes that, you know this. Part of the idea was, you know, that it was that they get their clothing dirty regularly. They don't hold their clothing clean on a regular basis. So that includes children, you know, whether even though they're not dirtying themselves, etc. But they're dirtying themselves. They play. A 7 and 8 year old boy is going to, his clothing needs to be washed on a regular basis. To what age? You know, till they start to settle down. Past the mitzvah, you can't go. But, you know, 6, 7 is still what they're b'samach on. Okay. Tes Vav. Mi shetechafuhu avelis shalmeis v'shal shabbos zoi. Vichbitzaore. Okay, it's a person who was in a state of avelus, and his avelus ended during the now it's the time of, let's say, for us to say the Mechaber is the case of Shur Shechalboy. So he really needs a haircut, but he couldn't get a haircut because he was in a bailus. And now all of a sudden, the bailus is over. It's already comes out during the tekuva. You can't get a haircut because of the issur of a bailus of the churban. So his hair is thick, it's heavy. So mekel batar b'livim isvarayim. So you can like sort of shave away some of the hair. You can't do a regular haircut. You can like sort of lighten up the load. He asked the minigus to extend the Isser of Kibbutz Begadim for 30 days for Velas. So he also has a problem of washing clothing. So we'll be makel to do it with Mayim, but without using detergent. Mishabura Shampehe Shamesh Mishal Shabbos. It's a learner. The Shalom Yom Shalom Shal Velas, Besach Shabur Shachal Tishab of Lias Besach. So his Shalom ended during the week of Tisha B'Av. Mekel Batar, Rishum De'en Shein Tayipur, that's not really making him look nicer, just it's taking away some of the discomfort of having the heavy load of hair in himself, as opposed to making himself look nice. Alam Mishrayim, you can't do it with the scissors, because that'll give you a styled hair. B'zel Davka Shechal Yom Shloshim B'Shua Shechal Tisha B'Av. This only applies if the Shloshim is over during the week of Tisha B'Av. Alam Shechal B'Kadol Mazeh. If it falls out before that Shabbos, so where the halacha is only out minig, where machmer haircuts before that time, so this person who has techafu avelis mutla saper lechabes, he's allowed to get a haircut and allowed to wash clothing. After the dan shenagim bezel leiser baum, even though we're noigiser hachashori kimin shetechafu avelim, since the avelis situation was. The tchifus is consecutive. There is no time lapse between them. Kekos of Bataz B'Shem Bach. That's what the Bach says. Rabbi Kesober, so Rabbi Kesober, the Ein Lahokal Kiyim because Shechal Yom Shlishim Lefem Rosh Chodesh, Kekos of Kamachren. So even though Arminic is not to get a haircut from Shivas of Batamus, but the Shlishim ends during the 3 weeks, you can be mekel, but not after Rosh Chodesh. And the Shartzian in Tzadi Gimel says that he ends up with a piece which is saying, you could even be mekel after the 9 days start, after Rosh Chodesh starts, as long as not Shavu Shechalboy. Shavu Shechalboy, you're allowed to be mekel batar. You're allowed to, you know, remove some of the hair lightly, but you can't, you know, do a regular, nice, handsome haircut. Tezayim. Yesh dargam shal nirchetz mirash chodesh. Some of the minig not to take, not they don't take showers. They don't wash themselves from Rosh Chodesh Av until after the fast. Yesh in the normal and b'shuv azul. Some people only refrain. During the week of Shua Shechalba. V'yesh mis'anim miyutzayin ba'ov at Tisha B'Av. Okay. And he says, they have a minute, which means that during the day, they have a minute to fast. So Pashadim, that means we don't fast on Fridays, we don't fast on Sundays in general. We don't go straight from fasting at the Shabbos, and Serpatavis is an exception. In general, we don't fast on the day after, because going straight from Shabbos into a day of fasting is also not comfortable for a person. But Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, during this period of time, they would fast. They'd eat at night time. Going back to the issue of washing, so for the purpose of a mitzvah, it's mutzvah to wash oneself. Therefore, v'chenida rechetzes with tavel, so a woman can go to do her full preparations for the mikvah, to go to the mikvah. V'afilim tavel is leil asar b'av. If she's going to the mikvah, she doesn't go to the mikvah on the night of Tisha B'Av. let's say her mikvah night is going to be the night after Tisha B'Av, the 10th of Av. So halacha is, so she has to do her preparations for the mikvah. So they're supposed to be done, dikur preparations supposed to be done b'yoyim. So like any case, let's say a person goes, a woman goes to the mikvah Motzi Shabbos, so she prepares for the mikvah Erev Shabbos. She's going to the mikvah Motzi Tisha B'Av, she does her rechitza Erev Tisha B'Av. Right, so mutal alirchitz be'erev Tisha B'Av, imi efshal alirchitz leil asara. If the option of doing a full preparation leil asara doesn't exist, so she does her regular preparations with the chas for the mikvah on erev Tisha B'Av. Okay, nira the hua din isha haloveshes levonim. The woman is changing into her 7 clean days, so she has to put on white garments. So that's referred to the Shimon Akim referred to as Leveshes Levonim. So when she does a Hesek Tahara, so before she does the Hesek, she cleans herself to make sure that there's no remaining dried blood, whatever it is, which will cause a problem on her bedikas. So that process, so Chazal encourage a woman before she does the Hesek Tahara to do her rechitza. So she'll have to do the rechitza during this time in a normal fashion. She's not doing it for pleasure purposes. She's doing it because of the tzarich mitzvah. Fine. This hitzer applies even to cold water. The Meril says the minig was erev Shabbos Chazayin was face, hands, and feet in cold water. Person regularly shampoos their hair. So a lot of shampoo their hair in erev Shabbos Chazayin also, and that can be done bechamin. So chafifa means like fluffing out the hair under hot water. So the Mishnah Berurah will say, however, this says that you can't use shampoo. I think the minhag olam is not like that. The Mishnah Berurah. Peches shlo yirchitz. I only come that I feel a bit certain. Yes, yes. Later on, we clarify it means even in the cold water. Full mutter, I feel a bechamin. The person needs it for a full, even if it's hot water. Obviously, it's mutter. Say, person, the doctor says he needs to have warm baths every day to help the body, whatever. So, you give him warm baths. Feel b'shul shechal by Tisha B'Av. That's mutter. The sarach refuah, even in the week of Tisha B'Av. Okay. Rosh Chodesh, v'chal Rosh Chodesh, Erev Shabbos. So Rosh Chodesh comes out in Erev Shabbos, which means that Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos. We fast the day afterwards. So Rosh Chodesh is so Aleph Av is on Friday, Beis Av is on Shabbos, and then 9 Av is also on Shabbos. We fast. So in that situation, there are 2 Shabboses in the 9 days. So on that first Shabbos, not Shabbos Chazon, but the first Shabbos, as I mutter lichitz af kol guf and bechamin, kol mishal rechitz tamin be'erev Shabbos l'chvod Shabbos. So that person is allowed to, for the first Shabbos, even though we don't do rechitza during the 9 days, he's allowed to be makel and do a full rechitza like he normally does in Erev Shabbos. So the issue of the Yitzayim B'Tamuz, Talmid Chachamim, is Ein Kedai Lin Shinig Min B'Chomazu, Shememayit B'Lech HaShemayim, Sheyav Shalol Shal Yismayit B'Lein Murei, Ezer Shos V'Nei Atayinus, Tzarek Lishko B'Moz Nei Tzarek B'Nyan Emel. It's not Kedai that you should undertake this Minig if it's going to take away from other good things that you do. So if it's the whole thing is a Chumra, so when you're taking Chumras upon yourself, it's proper to weigh and to balance what the what, you know, someone's halacha is halacha. Someone says minig is a chumra. You're taking it on yourself. So sometimes the chumra ends up being a kula, and that's not proper. I always wondered about this. There's simply minig that they have to bath on their makbet to wash their hands with a kais. Now, mikra then if you brought down halacha, it's not clear that you have to. It's very hard to find a makor that you have a heap to wash your hands with using a cup. Have to use the bathroom. You have to wash your hands, stick your hands under the faucet, and wash your hands. Your hands have to be clean. It's a cleanliness. But some people, there is one or two shittas bring down that, you know, out of many shittas. So a person starts, undertakes that chumra. Some right, you know, yeshiva was very easy because you walk out in the bathroom, there were sinks, and there's always washing cups there, you know. I think now that I'm not necessarily in yeshiva, you know, which has that, you know, has that available, etc. Probably add up all the hours of non-learning that I accomplished in my life by running to do the chumrah, the finding the kais to wash my hands after the bathroom. I'm not sure that I gained. You have to weigh things. So be careful with these type of things. Al Tisha B'Av, I'm the Kama Mizim and Tav Kuf Sama Beis, Siv Beis Ba'ago. What's that going on? They fast until Tisha B'Av. Okay. Lirchitz Rav Tisha B'Av, Kedarka B'Chamin. So a woman going to Mikvah, she will be Reichitz on Erev Tisha B'Av, the regular washing with warm water, etc. Since you're not doing it for Tanakh Hal, Tzadi Gimel, Chen Tanam Sheesh, Lem Chetotim B'Roshon, Noigan L'Rochon B'Roshon. So if they have Chetotim, it's like some type of a psoriasis or some type of a rash on their heads, which was, you know, scaling, etc., needed to wash it to be clean, she'll have to do that. I want to point out over here, the Bir Halacha points out, so the Lashon of the Ramah is that if she's going to make a Matzi Tisha B'Av, so she washes herself Erev Tisha B'Av, if she's not going to have time to do her Rechitza on the night of the 10th. So that you look at the Bir Halacha, Imi Efshar L'Lirchitz L'Lel Asara. Ramah L'Shitasa B'Yardesim and Kupsani Tes Sif Dalet. Avodas Hashachsham Mikra Din Tirchetz Ve'er Tisha B'Av Filo Efshel Alirchetz B'Layla. That's a quote from the Dagger Mavav. So it says, this is really Machlokes Rishonim.
Regarding
Hilchos Nida. That is a din. Well, the preparation we're going to make was called Chafifa. Rashi Shita is that Ikra Chafifa has to be done beyond. Because Belila, Chazal were afraid that if they would, a woman would wait till Lila to do it, she wants to get home to her husband already. I'm afraid she's not going to take it seriously and do it with the proper focus that she's supposed to. On the other hand, Belila has the Milas right before the Tefillah, because the Tefillah's Nida is Belila. So the Iker Pesach and Halacha L'Maaseh is we pass on Iker Shita is like the Iker Chafif is Beyon. And therefore, the person in barring on difficult circumstances, a person always has to do some of their, you know, start their preparation. Preferably, right with the preparation should be done beyond. So therefore, the Shach says in this situation that even if that she has an option of washing Motzei Tisha B'Av, but that's doing Ikra Chafifa Belayla, and that's also. That's not correct. You have to do Ikra Chafifa B'Yom. So that's why, even a woman goes to Mikra Motzi Shabbos or Motzi Yom Tov, she does her preparations Erev Shabbos or Erev Yom Tov because she has to do B'Yom. The only exception is the case if you have a 3-day Yom Tov. We hold that you can be marchik the Tefillah from the Chafifa up to 2 days and still consider that you're Mekayim Adin Chafifa. So if Yom Tov is Friday is.
Sunday.
If she's going to, if Yanta was Shabbos Sunday, and she's going to be going to the mikvah Sunday night, that's when her Leil Tevila is. So she does her rechita Erev Shabbos, then she's fine. Right? Can't do the full rechita on Yanta because the problems of schita, etc. So she does it Erev Shabbos, and she goes to mikvah 2 nights later. If, however, it would be a case where there was a 3-day Yanta. It was Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, or Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, she's going to mikvah that last night after the 3 days, so then she can't do the chafifa beyond 3 days earlier, it's not really effective. So that she knows that situation where Mekel we do chafiva b'layla, or a woman can't do chafiva b'yayim. She goes to work before sunrise and she comes back after, you know, it's already dark. Okay, so even there we tell the person they should at least do something, but you know, take along her little cosmetic bag, and during the day, you know, trim her fingernails, go into the bathroom, and do something. Start the process sometime by year. But the Rashab says in this situation, even if she has an option of going, you know, washing Matzah Tisha B'Av, she washes Erev Tisha B'Av. The Iker Chafiva is B'Yom. Okay. Then he says in Sadi Dalit, our minhag is not to wash from Mishkodesh and onwards, even B'Tzayna. I feel B'Tzayna, I don't call Gufa. I'll put on Yad Avaragla, but Shor Eluchitz B'Tzayna. However, the minhag which we did undertake, it does not prescribe Panavita Baraglov, bit sinin. Sinin doesn't mean freezing cold water. Lukewarm water also is called sinin for this purpose. Any water which is under body temperature is then sinin. So because skin temperature, the surface temperature of the skin is less than the internal body temperature, so it doesn't feel cold. Doesn't feel warm because the body of the mice inside doesn't feel that it is warm because it's so skin temperature is somewhere in the 70s usually. So any up the body temperature is 98.6 obviously. So water which is 80 degrees it feels lukewarm to the touch. So that's called sinin for this purpose. It's interesting, Shiloh, which is just talking about that. I had this recently. There's a Rashi in Hilchos. There's a Rashi in Shabbos, I think it is. It says Mashma that Tefillah Bechamin is possible for Dinei Tefillah's Mikvah. So he holds that Mikvah can't be Chamin. So as much as the Chassidim like a Haisa Mikvah, you know, according to Rashi, you're not Yotze Tefillah in such a Mikvah. So the definition of Chamin is above body temperature. So the mikvah over here, you know, we're behind him in Firdayin, the Mimachra on that Rashi, it's Rashi, the temperature doesn't go above 98. So it's a din of, doesn't have a din of Chamin, it's not Chamin. So somebody came to me about the issue of going to mikvah on Shabbos. So the law is that being, Mishabur points, you know, the Shulchan Aruch, Mishabur already points back in Simen Shin Chavov, the person should not be terrible in Chamin on Shabbos. So if he brings whatever I the mikvahs, people have to go to mikvah. The mikvahs are warm. It's we haven't dominates. The mikvahs are hot. So you should go in and out. You shouldn't align in a race. She was on an Israel like that. Also that you know you can't stay. You have to turn to the other go in, but you have to go in and out. You can't stay in there. You know, the most so Shabbos morning. You know, high to mikvah, sitting there and schmoozing is definitely incorrect. Even so. So somebody came to me and suggest that they should go Ben Hashmoshes. Rav Adya suggests they should go Ben Hashmoshes because Ben Hashmoshes it's Mishum Shavus LeGazru. So there's no problem to go in a hot. He said it's not a hot mikvah. It's not a tzernim mikvah. There's no reason to be makel on the we're makel the way till after it says, and the mikvah is not hot. So I'm sorry, it's irrelevant. The conversation is irrelevant. Person said, "They told me the mikvah is hot." I said, "Well, I'm sorry, it's not. You can go look at the thermostat. It said it doesn't go above 98."
I mean, the Ben Hashmoshes for
Tefillas Nashim. Tefillas Nashim. They'll come back to Bala, but ready after it says. So Rav Adya suggests that's better than going into mikvah which is hot. Mishabur holds not, you know, the Nadav Yehuda holds not like that. That's Rav Adya Paskas. So somebody suggested to me, "Well, why don't we do like Rav Adya?" So I said. Interesting question. It's irrelevant to our situation because the mikvah is not hot.
Is that, by the way, for Nitinas Yudayim, is there also such a din? What
can't be hot? Would Rashi say that about also? I don't know. But that the Pharisee and Allah that you can use hot water for the seal, you can't use it for my machrana. Because the thought process is different than the way we think about dirt, but it says that the hot water will cause the oils and the et cetera to be absorbed in and won't clean it away. The cold water will wash it away. It's interesting different than the way our thought process, how water cleans better than coal. Mm-hmm. They assume not. Tell you, hey, I feel Rosh Erev Shabbos Shechuzayin Oser. He says, you only allowed to put on your Raglov, but sign it. Even though you normally wash every week, but every Shabbos is on your machma. Going to mikvah, if you go every week, you're allowed to go this week also. Yishabat l'pomim, b'nei teredus, asakav. And they had seen a is also. However, a person who doesn't go sometimes because he's too busy or because it's too cold, so we're not going to allow him to be makel to do a tefillah during this. Doesn't take it that seriously. So then you can't go during the Erev Shabbos Chazon. He says, however, some people are extended a little bit further, that you're allowed to do chafifa sarosh bechamin, sarivov, avoloi bezaif, the life, zaif is soap, aloig, Shoysin me'efer, loig is also the type of a liquid soap that they make from, ash. It's the process. You put the tallow in the ash, etc. So that's all part of that process. So it's mutter, chivis rosh b'cham, and l'misha roga b'kach. Tzadi zayin. V'ayim b'chayorim, the hood in the shari panu b'hiragu, b'cham, l'misha roga b'kach, kol ha-shabbos. And a person normally does his face, and if he was with warm water, it's also mutter. He doesn't really talk about the din of istinus over here, but, you know, there seems a large part of our heter, of what people, or heter, whatever they call it, people are make over, you find by Hillel's of Elis, there's a din of heter and istinus. The argument being nowadays that we are so accustomed to wash ourselves, we equivalent to a state of an istinus. Istinus is a person which starts feeling physically not well because of the fact that he's not washing himself. It affects his emotional or physical state. I can't tell you what to be so much on. I just tell you the hargasha that I had when I was sitting over this shiva for my father, Lava Shalom, so, you know, obviously no rechitza, etc. I realized after I got it from the shiva that I hadn't really noticed the fact that I had taken a shower or not. I was so absorbed in the velus, I hadn't noticed. So I said, that's really how we should be related to Tisha B'Av also. You know, the people are sitting there and crutching about, you know, I haven't had a shower, I haven't had this and that. You know, the person should be absorbed in the velus to the point that... So I once heard one of our rabbis, he said, you know, listen, we don't get absorbed, but to publicly announce the fact they're not absorbed by sitting there crutching about we need a shower, maybe we shouldn't do that. You know, it's bad enough that you don't get absorbed. You know, you talk, you're not really thinking about the veils of the Korban. But don't tell everybody about it. You know, so at least, you know, something should be left of the veils.
You know, for those of us who the